You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you. With professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey guys, thanks for tuning in to this episode of Astros Baseball. On this episode, we're going to talk about the Astros getting swept by the Cubs. We're going to talk about the player of the series, Ram Shirts player of the series, which you can win a shirt. Go to Astros Baseball Podcast at Gmail and you can win that. We're talking about the standings. And then I know we've been waiting for this and it needs to happen, but it's gut check time. We're going to talk about the Rockies and someone's back. But anyway, joining me as always, live out back in the nature, is my good buddy Wally. Wally, what's up, buddy?
Well, we're trying to reset the mojo. The studio version wasn't working, and so we're going to try to go outside, get back into nature, get the Astros going again, because God knows they need it.
Well, if that doesn't work, the only thing I can think of is we're going to have to get together, and we'll just do it in the same room and see what happens.
That or drink heavily.
That would be cool. A drunk podcast. The last one, I had it going there. If that was the last one, I think it was on Sunday.
Didn't work.
No, it didn't. But let's talk about the games. Let's talk about the games. I mean, I got notes, but I don't know what your opinion is. JP France. So bottom of the first, Bellinger had a 2-run homer, and I'm at work getting these alerts. And then Toshman, is that his name?
Mike Toshman. He's a guy that the Cubs got from the Yankees. He had a brief time with the Yankees and did some good things. And he seems to have found a home in Chicago. And he hit a ball to left field when the wind was blowing in. And it got just into the basket and that cutout and let down the left field line.
So he had a 3-run homer. We're down 5-0. JP France and Hunter Brown are just pitching horribly. But JP France, hats off to him. He kept it together, and I think he threw 4 more scoreless innings. So
that's right.
Hats off to him.
His line, his line is five innings, 5 hits, 5 runs, 5 earned runs. Anytime you see a pitcher save the hits having fives on there, that's not necessarily great. 6 no. strikeouts, a couple of home runs. That ball that Bellinger hit still hadn't hit the ground. 96 pitches, 55 strikes. A 1.8 whip, and that the whip is something we can talk about with the Astros, is that it's just high.
Yeah. So this is a kind of game that it got away from the Astros early, and I don't know if they were just like, here we go again, because the Astros players have to be feeling the way we do, like, here we go again. They tried to come back. They made it 5-2. Diaz drove a run in, and Jake Myers had a home run. But we ended up losing 7-2. I mean, they just didn't do anything. 2 runs on 6 hits. 1-for-4 RISP, and they left 5 on base.
Yeah, it's kind of a theme of the series that the bats really did not do a whole lot. We can talk a little bit later about what the stats were. But the weather got cold and so did the Astros bats.
All right, so JP France, like I said, finished five innings. Scott gave up a run. Magic Man gave us two innings. He gave up a solo shot at the end. Altuve had two hits. Tucker had two hits. Diaz and Myers only had one, but they drove in runs. Just not a lot of offense at all.
Not at all.
And then we go to game two. So you look at the pitching matchups. We got France. Then we got Arrigetti, and you're not that confident in it. Bottom of the first, again, I'm at work. Alert, alert. Sack fly, a three-run homer by Swanson. And just like, not exactly just like game one, but we're down 4-0.
Yeah, it was maybe not exactly, but it's the same book being read again. And that's been a real problem with the Astros pitching, especially the young pitchers. They have got to learn, or they're still learning how to get out of trouble. For a team that's expected to go all the way or at least make the playoffs and make a deep run into the playoffs, it's disappointing that we're having to have young pitchers learn on the job.
Yeah, so that's 9-0 in the first inning in the first two games. Jake had a sack bunt, brought in Singleton. Bregman had an RBI single, and I think that was his thousandth hit.
It was either today or yesterday. Or is that game? Or I think it was yesterday. Let me see. Bregman had one. I think it was yesterday. But he had this. He had maybe it was the set, but it's a little bloop thing to right field. It's not one RBI of these screaming single. Balls off. Not one of these screaming balls off the off the wall that Bregman's going to say, "Wow, that was a good one." You know, one thing that one bright spot that we saw in game two is that Sean Dubin looked really good. You know, he had some tough luck the last time he was out, and that Whitley came in and gave up his run scored. Espada probably should not have put him out in the ninth, and that's something that's repeating that we can talk about later in the cast is that in the game before, he should not have put Dubin out in the ninth. Today he went 2 1/3. Clean innings, 3 strikeouts, 30 pitches, 20 strikes, everything else is zeros. Really good job.
So we're down 4-0. Like I said, Jake drove one in, Bregman drove one in. It's 4-2 after 3 innings. The game is there for us to come back. It's not out of reach, but there's no scoring until the 9th inning when Altuve had a solo home run, his 6th shot of the year. And then the other people that got the other 3 outs, they didn't do anything. The Astros had 3 runs on 10 hits. They got 10 hits, 1-for-10 with runners in scoring position. Yeah. And they left 10 on base. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, something. The LOBs has just got to change. Something with one of the Astros ran some numbers with the Astros. And one thing we're seeing with the Astros is that it's taking them about – they're leaving 2 guys on base for every run they score. 2.1 for every run they score. And I've run some numbers the last couple of days. The rest of the league is about 1.7. It doesn't seem like a lot, but when you're talking about game after game, you're 3 games you've left a run on the field as compared to the competition.
Yeah. So Arrigetti ended up going 3 2/3, 7 hits and 4 runs. And just like JP France, he didn't give up any more. Dubin, you already brought that up. Montero, another clean inning. And also Presley, 3 clean innings by the bullpen.
Presley was good. Presley was real good.
Good. Pena and Singleton both had 2 hits. And Jake Myers was the only starter that didn't have a hit. So the Astros were getting hits. But if you leave 10 guys on base, that means there's just one guy's getting a hit and the rest of the guys are doing nothing.
Right.
So we go to game 3. We got JV, the savior. He's going to keep us from getting swept. We finally start out. They didn't score in the bottom of the first for the first time. Yordan, sack fly, we're up 1-0. And then bottom of the sixth, there was a force out. The guy scored from third and then a 2-run bomb, 3-1. After 6, and that was the final score. No more offense.
Yeah, it one of the things that we've talked about Espada leaving guys in a little bit too long. Some of this may be rookie. This is the second time in particular we can see in the last several days. When he left Dubin in to start the ninth after he had gone two already. He had, in game two, he pitched Montero. Montero only had eight pitches. However, you've got a bullpen. You've got a day off that's really rested. So I was very, very surprised he didn't give Abreu a clean inning. Montero comes out, gets in a little bit of trouble. Abreu comes in and gives up a tank. Abreu's been horrible. There's really no reason to sugarcoat it. You look at Abreu's numbers right now, and his ERA right now is 4.97, and I'm surprised it's that low.
Yeah. So JV went 4 1/3, only three hits and no runs, and he had seven strikeouts. But the thing about JV is he had four walks, and he spoke about it after the game, and he said, I should have lasted longer, but I was giving up too many walks. And then Joe Espada was also, he got thrown out of the game because he didn't like the way the umpire was calling it, the strike zone. So what do you think about all that?
Yeah, Espada was right. JV would have made it through the fifth if not for a really terrible missed strike three call. I think it was Nico Horner was up, and he gets a hit on a 1-2 pitch. It should have been strike three. You get that, he's probably out of the inning. If any of the viewers want to have a good site to go to, Umpire Scorecard's a really good Twitter site to be able to see what the umpires have done. I'd really like to see how this guy scored yesterday. Didn't recognize him, but it was weird that when Espada got thrown out, it wasn't one of these Aaron Boone, Lou Piniella, I'm throwing the base type of thing. He was just going up and talking to him. It was not making a big scene, was not showing the umpire up. And then the umpire tossed him. I mean, I wish Espada would have gone Billy Martin on him and kicked dirt on his shoes to show some fire. Because
sometimes that's what the team needs.
Yeah, the team's in a funk. The team has got this dark cloud over its head, and it needs something to kick them up and show some fire. You know, put your finger in the umpire's chest, get suspended for a day or two.
Yeah,
you know, do something. And you got Omar Lopez that ran the Venezuelan team in the World Baseball Classic. He can run that team for a couple of days if it's not a done. It's time. It's time to kick a few.
Well, we are going to get to that. In gut check time, we got a segment called gut check time. We're going to get to that.
I do gut check time too, and it's not pretty.
So Alex Bregman went 2-for-4 with a run, an RBI. Altuve 1-for-4. Kyle Tucker 1-for-3. The Astros, hope you know. Here it goes, folks. It's just I don't know if you can handle all this offense. One run on four hits, 0-for-6. With runners in scoring position, 6 left on base. So that's 0-for-6.
Yeah, for the series.
1-for-10 and 1-for-4.
Yeah, for the series, they were 2-for-20. So they got those two hits going for them. But hitting 100 runners in scoring position won't work.
All right, so.
Shocker.
This is probably going to be the most difficult award ceremony in the history of Astros Baseball Podcast. It is time, folks, for the Rams shirts.
Can we give it to Steffi for coming and join us the other night?
Players of the series. She deserves something. All right.
Yeah, she did. She pinned.
Once again, Astros Baseball Podcast at gmail.com. We will award the winner. It's the 26th of April. You got like 5 days left, maybe four, probably four. Put it in. It's that easy to win. I think next month we're going to open it up to Twitter. So it's only you guys listening right now. It's not that hard. Send an email. All right. Pitcher, who do you got, buddy?
Ooh. You know, it's got to be someone from the bullpen because the starters – ERA for the series was 6.23. And JV gave up nothing, but he only pitched 4 1/3, so it's hard to give it to him. Bullpen was 327 for the series. Let's go through what we've got. We've got Taylor Scott, one inning, no earned runs. Seth Martinez, three innings, an earned run. I tell you what, I'm gonna come off the outside and go with Sean Dubin. Sean Dubin went two and a third, not just two and a third really good innings. And some guys, they don't give up hits, but they're giving up rockets that are just right at somebody. Dubin was really, really good and showed he belongs. He shouldn't be sent out. So 30 pitches, 20 strikes, 0.00 ERA and whip. So I'm going to give it to Sean Dubin. It's probably the first and maybe the only award he'll get in Major League.
Wow. Sean Dubin, folks, you heard it here first. I would have thought maybe he would get the Coach Rose Award, but.
Well, he can get both.
He can, I guess, if that's what you want to do. But I'm giving it to JV. I know he didn't go very far, but he didn't give up any runs. And you're talking about one guy gives up five runs in the first inning. The other guy gives up four innings. At least JV gave us a chance to win. And like you said, he would have pitched five innings, but the umpire kind of screwed him there. All right.
Not just kind of. He did screw.
All right, next up is the position player.
Okay. There's really only one position player that I would say that did well, really well. There's a couple of guys that hit okay.
Yeah.
But the two guys we've got that should be under consideration are Altuve and Tucker. Altuve is 4-for-13. He had one home run, one struck out a couple of times, seven total bases. Tucker was 4-for-11, also one double, so he had five total bases. You know, Altuve hits 308, Tucker hits 364. I'm going to give it to Tucker just because of the batting average.
Well, I write down all the notes, you know, like this guy drove in a run and that, you know, I gave it to Jake Myers. He drove a run in game one and game two. Why not?
Yeah.
Jake Myers.
Yeah.
It's not like anybody's like deserving of it.
No, I mean, you know, Tucker and Altuve had decent series, but what this team is really missing in all these is somebody to come up with a really big hit,
yeah,
a big, big key hit that, the big, big key hit that just, you know, we talked about Caratini a few series ago and he had that big pinch hit off the bench when Espada put him up for Dubon. And we're all wondering, why do you pinch hit for Dubon? He's such a good contact guy. Yeah. There's been some talk on Twitter about leadership and, you know, there may be something to that because the team acts like it's looking for somebody to take over and lead. You know, the manager can do so much, but the best teams are teams that are player led. When you look at the personalities that are out there, Altuve is a good player, but he's not the kind of guy you see that's gonna dress somebody down or tell him to get it into gear. Alvarez is a quiet guy. Tucker is that same kind of guy. Bregman could be that guy. But right now he's hitting 220 or whatever he's hitting. I mean, he's having his own issues trying to get his game into shape.
All right, Wally, we're doing play of the series right now, not gut check.
Yeah.
You are dying to get to the gut check.
You got me going. There's a lot more to gut check on.
All right. Coach Rose, who you got?
Let's go with John Singleton.
We matched one.
Did we?
He had a game where he went 2-for-4. How can you not give it to him?
2-for-7 in the series. You know, he's not great, but he's giving you a sniff of something.
Yeah. Nobody's great. Nobody's doing anything.
You know, it's no one's great. But he got a couple of hits. He looks like at least he has an idea, and Abreu's so lost, he's just wailing.
Yeah.
And hoping to catch up a fastball that he hadn't caught up to all year.
I was going to tell you, you remember last year how big of a deal that was when Abreu finally got a home run?
Oh, yeah. And we slid into home base.
He was having fun. Mm-hmm. And when you said they need a big moment, that's what they need. They need something to happen to energize them. But we're going to get to that.
But, you know, one thing about that, when we talk about the position, is last year, Abreu wasn't hitting, but the Astros were winning.
Yeah.
You know, you can wait for a guy to come along when you're in first place and you say, well, we're carrying it. We're three or four games ahead or whatever we are right in the race. You know, they're six games behind right now. And guys have got to step up.
Yeah. It's the same way they carried Maldi.
Yeah.
When the Astros were playing good, nobody cared that Maldi hit 189.
That's right.
But when they were struggling a little bit at the end of the year, everybody was mad because we got this really good young kid that's better than him. And so I understand that. So anyway, Seattle is the new leader of the AOS. But anyway, that's it. That's the Ram Shirts Player of the Series. Make sure you go try to win that shirt. This is one right here, Ram Shirts. I got so many Ram Shirts. I got to give you my size, Wally.
Do we need to get the disclaimer said no employees of Astros Baseball Podcast can win the shirt?
You can't win, Wally. I'll order you one though. I bought two more. I like them.
Yeah.
We should at least get matching.
I need to send you a TO shirt.
Yeah. I'm very big. I don't look like it on screen. I look skinny, but I'm not.
I think I got one XL left.
Yeah, that's not big enough. All right. So Seattle's 13-12, Texas 13-13, the Angels 10-15, Oakland 10-16, and then Houston is 7-19. So that's the standings. But after, we're going to take a quick break. After this break, we're going to talk about gut check time. So stick around. Then we're going to talk about Colorado and somebody's back, if you didn't know. I got a few things about the schedule coming up, and then we got a poll, and then we got fair or foul. So stick around. We'll be right back with more Astros baseball.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts, so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, we're back, and it is time. It is time, Wally. Gut check time. So there was actually a story on Astros' website, and it's and I think it was JV. So let me tell you what I have, and then you go, you do what you got to do. How's that?
Sounds good.
All right. So this is the Astros have their worst record through 26 games since they were 6-20 in 1969. I wasn't even born yet. They've lost 8 of 9 games. They scored 2.4 runs per game, and they have a 5.92 OPS. In the last 6 games, they have a 200 average with runners in scoring position, In the last six games, Wally, they have two home runs. This is the team that lives and dies with home runs. They don't play small ball in Houston. They need home runs. So Dubon, he said, it feels like a slap in the face. And JV said, and this is, I think JV's the guy that's trying to step up here. There's a lot of talent in here. It's gut check time. So that's where I get gut check time. And then here's Joe Espada. I'm not a fan of what he said here. And you can tell me what you think. I believe the team can turn it around and get back to playing the baseball we're capable of. We've got to fight. And if we do that, we'll be fine. I don't know. That's just such a generic thing.
Kind of milquetoast, isn't it?
Yeah, of course, dude. You're a genius. If we can play like we should, we'll be okay. Really? Yeah, really?
It is time for people to be accountable. You know, the one of the things that's tougher for them right now, and I'm not making excuses for them at all, because these guys have not played.
Oh.
You know, especially runners in scoring position. You know, the number I threw out about hitting with runners in scoring position, how many guys are leaving on base compared to how many runs they do. You know, the higher that number is, the worse it is, and the Astros are terrible. They do seem to be looking for a leader. Everybody's looking around seems to have somebody pick it up and crack the whip. Is that how it looks like to you?
Yeah, I mean, like I'm saying, Dubon said it's a slap in the face. Do something about it.
Yeah. Get mad.
Yeah, fired up. Yell at everybody. Somebody's got to get in somebody's face and say, hey, dude.
We talked about this a couple of casts ago, is that they've always been in the lead. And yeah. they've proven they can be front runners. But the question is the constitution there to stop, is to come from behind? They've got two games in Colorado, in Mexico City. Kind of an interesting thing with Mexico City. It's at altitude just like Colorado is. So for Colorado, from an environmental standpoint, you know, it's going to be like playing at home. They better win these two games, at least one of them. They lose both these games, they need to have the good old fashioned butt kicking team meeting.
That's true. We're going to get to that.
There's not much to be said that we haven't said on the pod.
That's actually up next.
What we do have going for us is we've got pitchers that are coming back.
Yeah.
The Astros have been killed by playing uphill the entire season. Even though they lost yesterday, it was nice for five innings to be to play with a lead. And it's like hadn't seen that in a while.
Add some more, but they couldn't.
And they need to get a leader. And I'm just having trouble seeing it right now.
Yeah. If you look at the team, Tucker's quiet. Yordan's quiet. Altuve's right. Quiet. Bregman's pretty quiet. It can't be anybody like Jose Abreu. Maybe Yiner, I don't know, Yiner Diaz can't really do
Yiner
it.
Yiner too young.
Yeah,
who's Yiner too young, and he's scuffling right now, too.
Maybe Dubon can do it. There's got to be somebody. Because JV is a starting pitcher. He's going to have to do it.
He's the one guy that's got some, you know, he's got the gears. He's been around. He's got the personality.
Yep.
But usually these leaders have to be position players because pitchers are they're once to twice a week guys, and they kind of go off and do their own thing.
Yeah, the only person we have that I can see is JV, and that's not going to work. But JV, how's JV going to get in their face? You need to hit, son. You need to try harder. Like it's got to be Bregman. They got to have a team meeting. They're like, are y'all tired of sucking?
Yeah.
Like, what's wrong with us? Let's go. Because there's no way that you have Altuve, Bregman, Yiner Diaz, Yordan Alvarez, and all these guys, and you suck this bad. There's no way.
Well, Yordan's been okay, but Yordan's not been great so far. I mean, he's been good for most players, but he hadn't been good for Yordan that we like to see. And hopefully that's coming about.
All right. So next up for the Astros, like Wally said, and we mentioned it last podcast too, Colorado and Mexico City. The Astros are off today and they're off after the two-game series for travel reasons. The game Saturday at 5:05 is Ronel Blanco, so you got to feel good about that. And Sunday at 3:05, not that he was pitching great, but maybe he will, Framber Valdez. We got Ronel Blanco, Framber Valdez against the Colorado Rockies. You already touched on it. I just made a video on TikTok about it. There's no freaking way in the world, Wally, that we shouldn't win both of these games.
You know, what's sad is the Rockies are, we're only like a game ahead of the Rockies. You know that? They've won.
I think we have the same record.
Yeah, it's not much.
I think we have the same exact record, dude. And let me look it up. But the thing about it is, like, if you look at the Oakland A's, right? They're Oakland not even trying.
No, the Oakland just took a series from the Yankees.
Did Oakland's 3-7 in the last 10 with a one-game win streak.
I think it just took 2 out of 3 from the Yankees.
Colorado is 7-19, exact same record as the Astros.
That's dreadful.
The Astros are -36 run differential. Colorado's -56. They have to win. Another good news. Christian Javier went out for his neck. Said he's feeling better. Yeah. But we'll see. They sent him back to Houston. So he's not going to play in Colorado. But I think after they'll have a day off today, two games, another day off, and then they'll be at home against Cleveland. So
I feel like we're watching the movie Major League said, win one today, that's a win. You win two, that's a winning streak.
So if you think about it, JV, Framber, Christian Javier, Ronel Blanco, and somebody else looks a lot different than throwing Arrigetti and Hunter Brown and JP France out there in a three-game series. So maybe if the pitchers don't give up 5 runs in the first innings, I don't know, dude. I don't know why the offense won't wake up. I don't get it.
I don't either. I don't either at all. The only saving grace the Astros have going for them now is that nobody in the West has run off and hit.
No.
The Astros are 6.5 out. So that's you're basically saying to jump over 4 teams and get to first place if they can do it. You're talking probably Memorial Day. Because it's not just you got to make up games on Seattle. You've got to jump the other teams too. And Seattle's real. I said that before the season. If you looked at a team that could be good and really give the Astros fit, Seattle was it, I thought, much more than the Rangers. They've got a staff, and George Kirby hadn't started pitching yet.
Yeah. And they're only 13-12.
Yeah. And they hadn't run, no one's run off and hit.
We're not done. We are not done, folks.
I mean, if we were in the East, we would be 10 games out.
Yeah. It's so early in the year, Wally. If somehow the Astros, because I don't even think they did it last year, but if you just put a win streak together, 5, 6, 7 game win streak, it changes everything.
Well, it changes the attitude. It changes the attitude of the team, not just the standings. Yeah. The team seems to be having a bit of a crisis of confidence going on right now, and they shouldn't because they've been so good for so long.
All right, so I made a poll on X, and this is after game one of the Chicago series. I think the Astros were 7-17. So I had the thought, I pondered, you think the Astros will win 10 games before they lose 20? It's 3 left on both sides. And I figured we could win with JV to make us 8, and then we could win both against the Rockies, and there we are, we're at 10. But that ain't how it worked out. We lost all 3 games, so we're 7-19. Now we got to win 3 in a row. But after game one, you mean to tell you the results, or you want to give me your thoughts? Is it too late because they've already lost 2?
Well, golly, you know,
I voted yes. I thought they could. I voted that they would get to 10 wins first.
I think I went the other way.
You're negative.
I'm kind of negative right now. The talent's there. I'm just wondering what's going on between the years.
Yeah.
I mean, that to me is the biggest thing going on. It's almost they don't think they can win right now, which is sad to say. I hope I'm completely wrong on that, but
yeah.
We talked offline. It's tough for the batters to get up when you're getting your brains beat out in the first inning. You're down 4-5-0. Kansas City, you're down 9-0. Right then, you're just trying to save your bullpen and get as much
out of you guys as you can. It changes the whole game.
Even the game they won against the Rangers, they're down 5-0, and the Rangers couldn't hold the lead. So, I mean, that's four games. We've got four games right now that we can just think off the top of their head. They're down 4-5-0.
Yeah.
And at 9 against Kansas City.
So the Astros faithful on X, 66% said that they would lose 20 games before they won 10. 66%. I thought they could do it because I figure like I said, JV and then the Rockies. And now that we have Ronel Blanco and Framber going against Colorado, Cleveland, I don't know how good they're doing, but.
Cleveland's playing real well.
Yeah. So if you look at May, we got Cleveland, Seattle, the Yankees. That's three tough ones. Then we got Detroit. They're not that bad. Oakland, Milwaukee, the Angels, Oakland, and then Seattle again. So it's going to be
Yeah, we got a tough schedule in tough schedule in May too. Manfred didn't do us any favors.
Yeah. You got to take care of those two Oakland series though. I mean, but Oakland's 10-16. So
yeah, and they've played some decent ball here lately. They've got a closer, Mason Miller, who's flat out electric.
All right. It is time for Wally's favorite segment, Fair or Foul. All right, number one, Wally, and you can feel free to come up with some of these. You know, you can come
I'll do that.
Next episode, I'll come up with them. Can be baseball, whatever you want. I only got one baseball, but fair or foul, Yordan will hit a home run in Mexico City.
Fair.
I say fair as well. It's just the odds of him touching one.
Well, and it's light air up there. It's at altitude.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, he'll hit one.
He should. All right, number two. These are just regular life ones. These are the fun ones. And I know we're both in relationships, so you do have a better half as well as I do.
Yeah, I definitely have a better half.
All right, folks, fair or foul? Sitting on the same side of the booth when you go have dinner or lunch.
Usually that's fair.
Or the same side of the table.
Usually that's fair. We went out last night and we couldn't sit on the same side because the air conditioning vent was dropping condensate on the other chair.
Mm. We always usually, sit on the same side.
Usually that's fair.
Yeah. They try to sit us in like a little booth for two people where you got to sit opposite. My wife's like, mm-mm. We want a bigger table or a bigger booth.
Yeah.
It's fun. I don't know why you want to sit across from each other. It's just a lot better to sit next to each other. Some people don't like that, Wally.
Yeah. We were at a boozy last night and it's kind of a fun place to go. And they have these old vents that were, against the wall, and man, it was kind of humid outside, and so they're dripping like crazy. So we had to break the rule.
All right, number three. This happened to me when I went to the Washington Nationals versus the Phillies game. I can use my situation. I had an Astros hat on at a game where the Phillies and the Nationals were playing. And there was a guy behind me talking about some other dude wearing pirate stuff. And he's like, why is that guy wearing pirate stuff? They're not even playing. So fair or foul, wearing team's gear to a game and that team's not even playing.
That's fair. You've got your teams.
Decked out in a uniform. I just had a hat. No, that's all the fair. Hats I have.
Did the Philly guy drop an F-bomb on you?
No. I guess he didn't
see it. That's surprising.
Because I guess he didn't see my hat because I was in front of him. And I'm just laughing like, this guy doesn't even know that, you know, he's talking real loud. And you know what he sounded like? You know what I was calling him? Because the way he was talking, Rain Man. That's what I called him. And if you know what Rain Man is, folks, you know what I meant by calling this guy Rain Man. So he was talking, blah, 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 blah. He was by himself, and he was talking to the people next to us. And he's like, you mind if I scoot over? I can't hear you. Like, you think Philly's, people want to be bothered Philly, by you?
Philly fans are not known for the use of their polysyllabic words.
I don't know what fan he was, because we're in D.C.
Oh, D.C. then.
But the crowd was 50-50. They're pretty loud for the Phillies. Yeah. They had a lot of Philly fans.
Fans travel.
So I say it's fair. Like, what am I supposed to do? Go buy a $50 Nationals hat just for one game?
Yeah. That you'll put in the kitty litter box?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to wear a jersey. I'm not stupid, but I mean, whatever. I probably had an Astro shirt on too. I think I had the King Tuck on, but it was cold and I had a jacket on. So who cares? All right. I say fair if that wasn't the point, folks. Number four. Taco Bell. Fair foul. You like Taco Bell, Wally?
Foul.
Whoa.
Foul, unless it's after midnight and I've had a few beers. Truthfully, I have never been to Taco Bell.
Never?
Never been to Taco Bell before.
Oh.
Before midnight or without having a couple.
Your Taco Bells are open at midnight? Oh, are they open till 1?
I think they are. They're not in the area I'm in right now. Even when I was at college at UT, we didn't go. It was the thing for us was Burger King right at the north side of the drag, and we always saved $2.63 for a Whopper with cheese, no pickles or onions, order of fries and a Coke. And then those rat bastards raised the price 5 cents on me, and so here I am. You know, after going out at night, looking on the floor of my 71 Chevelle for 5 cents so I can get my dinner.
I never eat at Burger King. We have one here by me and it's always empty. I'm figuring it's got to be gross.
I'll do it. Their sandwiches are pretty good, but just for their burgers, we're Whataburger folks.
Well, if I haven't answered, folks, I love Taco Bell. Any time of the day, I don't care. I love it. My wife usually has dinner ready for us. We're always together, but sometimes we're not together, or sometimes she ate with a friend. And you know where I go? Taco Bell. I eat Taco Bell whenever I get the free time to eat Taco Bell because it's great. But that's it, Wally. You got any final thoughts?
You know, same thing that we've said before. Every series is important at this point. When you're down, when you're, 12 games under 500, you know, they're playing 2013 bad. There's a pall over the team right now. And even though it's against the Rockies, if you can get just a couple of good wins, not just wins, but good solid wins, games that you jump out early, keep the lead, add on, play clean defense, get good pitching, just a total complete game, two games in a row. Then they come back into town. I think they're playing Cleveland, you said, on Monday?
Yeah.
Or Tuesday?
Yeah.
It's
going to be tough.
It's going to be tough. I mean, Cleveland's 18-7. Let's be interesting to see who pitches. The probable they have on ESPN is JP France, and we know that's not it because JP got sent out. What'd you think about that?
He got sent back.
Yeah, he got sent out.
Well, I don't know.
Fromber got activated, and JP got sent out. I mean, neither he nor Brown. I guess is he or Brown and or Arrigetti. Arrigetti had showed a little bit this last game. He showed some moxie staying in the game.
Yeah.
I think JP
France did also.
Yeah, the games are kind of overlays on each other.
He gave up 5 runs and he pitched 5 innings and didn't give up any more.
Yeah. And Brown, I guess they think he has too much stuff and Brown had the same thing. Gave up early runs and then hung in.
Yeah.
But it's God, did you ever in your life think that you'd be saying it to two game series against the Colorado Rockies was a big series?
Yeah. You know, we always think like, okay, you can't be good forever, but you would expect that the Astros were going to be bad after after everybody leaves, but they're still stacked. 7-19, Wally. 7-19.
And you know, spring training. But when we came out of spring training, we all on the podcast, I think we had four of us together. Mm-hmm. We all said they looked ready. You know, the record was about 500, which is fine. Take the record in spring training for what it is, but they looked ready to go. You know, they got hit in the mouth by the Yankees a couple of those games they should have won.
Yep.
And unfortunately that was a precursor of what we've seen so far.
It was.
You know, Ryan got into a conversation with people about games under 500 on Twitter, and you think about the Astros being 12 under, but there's five or six games that we've given up late.
Yep.
You win those games, we're at 500. I mean, we're still 12 games below 500, but if you win those games, that's one you take off the loss column, one you put on the win column. You're feeling a little better about yourself. You're ready to spring. Those late bullpen losses have been devastating.
Yeah. I want to look back and see how many games we lost because of Abreu, Presley, and Hader, because those are the three that we thought, like, you get us to the seventh, the game is over. But that definitely isn't the point. But definitely isn't what happened. But my final thought is this, folks. We are 7-19. We could possibly be 9-19 when we get back. But my friend was telling me that he was trying to go to the last homestand, and people were practically giving tickets away. So there's people out there giving up on this team, and I'm saying don't. Don't give up on them yet. They have way too much talent that they just can't seem to get out, and we know they need a leader, so someone has to step up. But I think, like we're saying, like, have a good series. Have something to motivate you. Have something. Yeah, have fun. They don't have fun.
Have fun. They don't look like they're having. Of course, when you're getting your brains beat out, you shouldn't have fun. But go have fun in that moment and see how that goes. I mean, you know, it's easy for us to say. That's right. Every one of those guys, you know, the one thing they have is they've played at least one more major league game than we'll ever play.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, I'm not going to talk bad about anybody.
Yeah.
All right. So that's all I have. I think that's all Wally has from the great outdoors. We'll see you next time. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time on Astros Baseball. Peace.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.